What's up, guys, and welcome back to the Pickleball Connection podcast. I'm Danae.
And I'm Barrett.
And we're stoked to be hanging out with you guys today. Today, we're going to be doing a very minimal CTN, but more talking about some rec play scenarios. You guys know we love pickleball rec play, so we'll get right into things. But I think first, we have some pretty breaking news.
For over 10 years, innovation has been at the core of who we are at Selkirk. We take risks, we test, we evolve. Introducing the Selkirk Lab 007. With an Infinigrit surface that lasts at least 3 times longer than rock carbon, and a titanium mesh layer for added power, while maintaining the largest sweet spot available. Because good is never good enough.
Yeah, so we did want to come on and just by the time that you're listening to this podcast, it might not be so breaking of news anymore. Like, you might have already heard about this, but it's worth mentioning that just hours ago, we did get confirmation. We did get word that the Johns brothers, Ben and Colin, are officially going to be splitting up for the 2025 season. Now, we've kind of expected this was going to happen. I think we've talked about it on the podcast before. Mm-hmm. But what are your initial thoughts on this?
I mean, we've been saying this for a long time, honestly, that Ben just needs to find another partner. Love Colin. I think he's a great player, great IQ. But like right now, with the way the game has changed, it just does not favor their play styles, both of them on the same side of the court. I think that would be very different, you know, if, I don't know, maybe I don't think that would be different, but I think that Ben Johns, if he's wanting to stay at the top of the game, he really is going to have to find a right side partner that is a little bit more aggressive and can handle some pace a little bit better than Colin. He needs some offense coming from that side, in my opinion. So what's interesting is the prospect that I think he's going to play with.
Yeah, so it has been said that he has kind of requested or reached out to play with Gabe Tardio. So that'll be a very interesting. Gabe, as many of you know, if you follow the pro scene, has kind of been an emerging player over this last year and has really kind of honestly revolutionized the right side in the fact that he, you know, he plays a very aggressive right side. He kind of reaches into the middle and takes away that middle dink, which is how a lot of people neutralize really good men's doubles teams by kind of dinking to the middle. So he kind of takes that option away from a lot of people, and he obviously has really quick hands and really wants to play fast, which is a little different than Colin. I think we've brought it up before, like, are Ben and Colin getting worse, or is the competition just getting better, or is it the game that's changing that's not favoring them? And I think it's maybe a combination of all of those things. I think the game is getting faster. And, you know, Ben and Colin, they want to play on a hot summer day in Florida with a Franklin ball. You know, like, the slower the conditions, the better the Johns brothers would probably be, or the harder that would be for them to beat, because they just don't make errors. Mm-hmm. And they have a really good defensive game, honestly. So I think this will add a little bit more pop and pizzazz, you know, to Ben's side of the net. And it'll be interesting to see how they come together. I would assume J-Dub would accept the invitation. I don't know.
J-Dub? We'll see.
I'm sorry. I assume Gabe Tardio would accept the invitation, because where I was going with that is I heard that Gabe and J-Dub were going to play together.
Yes.
So it'll be interesting to see if Tardio accepts the invitation. I feel like it's going to be hard to turn down Ben Johns.
Correct.
But we will see, kind of looking forward to 2025 and seeing how the new partnerships kind of shake up things. I'm assuming, I think Hayden Patrickwin's going to play some more with Fed, and maybe some more with Riley Newman. Him and Fed are undefeated.
Yeah.
Every single tournament that they've played, I think they're 3-for-3 on gold medals.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be a really interesting one to monitor as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, quick update for you guys. Like we said, by the time this podcast comes out, this might maybe old news, but important noting that this was just released a couple hours ago from an inside source.
Yeah. So we're kind of curious how it all turns out. You have to let us know in the comments if you think this is a good thing, good play for Ben and how you think that they're going to do. I'd love to hear the thoughts. Moving on, let's get into some rec play topics. You guys know I love talking about rec play. And this was a post that had a lot of comments on it. And this person simply says, I'm looking for your top five pickleball etiquette rules, in your opinion. So I wanted to actually bounce that to you. If you had to pick five pickleball etiquette rules that you feel like should be enforced at rec play, what would they be?
Wow, putting me on the spot here.
Yeah.
Huh. Five pickleball etiquette rules.
In your opinion, there's not a right or wrong, but I will judge your answers.
Okay. I mean, I feel like a pretty fair one is I think it's pretty frowned upon to like run behind the baseline, like in the middle of a point. So if you're trying to get from one side of the park to the other, or one, you know, from this side of the courts to this side of the courts, wait till the point's over before crossing behind someone's like in-game point, I would say would be one of them.
What if they're at the kitchen playing?
I think maybe it's a little different if maybe also depending on the level, you know. I think the higher the level, I would assume, let's just wait it out. I don't think people really care as much the lower level because I honestly don't think points last that long anyways. But yeah, that would be what I would say. And I guess one other one that I would throw out there, and then I'll kick it back to you, is, you know, if a ball rolls on the court, be sure to call it, you know, right away. And then also the flip side of that is, you know, if your ball rolls onto another person's court, don't just run on the court and get it in the middle of a point. Like, let the other team get it, or let the other team call their point dead before you step onto the court to retrieve your ball. Just little things like that. What are some other ones? I'm curious. Those are the first two that come in my mind.
I think for me, I always think like, don't serve until people are ready. Like, that's one for me. Like, that's happened to me sometimes where like somebody served it and I'm like, whoa, I like wasn't ready. People usually reserve at that point, but that's just one that I can like think off the top of my head. Trying to think if there are other ones. The comments were kind of funny. Oh, this is, we would both agree with this. Don't call balls out unless you're 100% sure they're out.
Yep. Facts.
Huge one. This one's funny. Only give pointers if you are asked. That's an etiquette. Yeah.
Don't like I said, like talking about like unsolicited advice.
Yeah.
You love that.
Oh, this one's interesting. What do you think about this? Let the women or the team with a woman serve first or pick their side of the court. Some chivalry at rec play.
Yeah, I've also seen other comments where people are like, men shouldn't smash the ball at women.
Yeah, I wonder what people would say to that, because I'm kind of like, obviously it's a game, but like I feel like if you're on a high level court where it's gameplay, like you should be able to smash at anybody. But I agree, if I was playing, you know, an elderly person even.
Well, I think the hard part about that is like whenever I play with you, it doesn't matter who we're playing. It doesn't matter their level. You're like, we're going to crush them.
Well, are we playing at Crescent Lake?
I mean, are you talking about like a winner stays environment?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that the thing is that like, it comes down to this question of like, if somebody is a lot older than you, or if they're
like, this person says, don't lob old or mobility challenged people.
So the question is, should you change your gameplay based off of the demographic of your opponent?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know either. This one also says, don't target or beat up on lesser skilled opponents. It's like,
again, like, I feel like at some point I'm modifying my game and I'm like becoming worse because I'm having to play, like, teach myself the wrong things and play worse to accommodate worse players. I don't really know if I like it. You know, I get the don't be mean, don't smash the ball in someone's face, don't be hostile, but I don't know. What?
Let me read this one.
What's it say?
This says, don't rub the ball on your sweaty body and give it to the server.
I don't know where this person plays. probably Vegas or something.
What? No, it's dry heat there. They don't really sweat that much.
Yeah, maybe that. I don't know. I've never seen that happen in Florida.
Don't argue line calls that. Yeah.
But guys, let us know. Let us know in the comments, what are some pickleball etiquette kind of blanket things, blanket state.
Yeah, these are rules. Funny. Yeah, give us some good etiquette rules that you feel like are valid.
Maybe we missed some. Like, let us know in the comments.
Yeah, I'm sure we did, but
I also feel like etiquette kind of varies by court.
I think it varies by demographic, court, and if it's a challenged court, challenge environment or not. You know, I think it's very different when there's like no consequences to losing.
Yeah, I guess it. I think the environment does play into it. But yeah, let us know in the comments, what did we miss? What are some like just no-brainer etiquette things that, or things that just maybe piss you off?
Yeah,
at the courts, you know. Let us know. Okay, let's go to the next one. This one is kind of a similar vein, I guess. Hold on, I'm pulling it up. I don't know why it did this. I literally had it pulled up. Okay. Okay, so anyways, I'll just go. So this one is a little different. It's kind of like a similar thing here. But basically what it says is, what are some very short phrases or reminders? This is from the Pickleball Forum. Somebody posted this a couple days ago, got some good engagement. What are some very short phrases / reminders that you've used or still use to help your game? Example, earn your way to the kitchen. Let the ball come to you.
Okay, I got it.
Paddles up, stop, watch the ball head down.
Oh, don't give them all away.
Okay.
Okay.
Give me one of yours.
When in doubt, it's not out. Shoulder high, let it fly. That doesn't check out all the time, by the way, but kind of. Respect the net.
What do you mean by respect the net for the listener?
So you guys might not know this unless you're like OG pickleball, but when we first started playing pickleball, one of the best pros that was making content at the time was Dave the Badger Weinbeck. You're gonna have to comment below if you know who I'm talking about, because I feel like he was the one that had like a bunch of YouTube videos.
You're exposing our pickleball age right now.
I know. Well, they know. I know. This was like circa 2019. So Dave the Badger Weinbeck, he had a YouTube video where he talked about like when you're third shot dropping the ball, because at that point there was basically no drives. When you third shot drop the ball, you want to respect the net, meaning get the ball over. Like the worst shot in pickleball, we've said this before, is hitting it in the net. So he had this whole thing where he was like, you need to respect the net. And honestly, I think about that phrase to this day.
I think he even spelled it out.
Yeah, R-E-S-P-E-C-T, the net.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T-T-H-E-N-E-T.
Oh, he spelled it all.
Spelled the whole thing out. So that's respect funny. The net. Yeah, the worst shot
shout,
is.
Shout out to Dave.
The worst shot back. Is absolutely into the net.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you already said some of these that are responses that were on this forum. But yeah, shoulder high, let it fly. One that's coming up a lot is, when you're first learning to play the game, this helps a lot of people, but the phrase serve and stay, return and run. It's a great way to teach the game too, because it's an SS and an RR. So when you serve.
Alliteration, right?
That's right. English class, fourth grade. yeah. So when you serve the ball, obviously you stay back to let the next shot bounce. When you return the ball, you're going to run into the kitchen line. So that's a great thing to remember. Serve and stay, return and run.
I always tell myself in a game, like, move your feet. I don't know if that's really a phrase, but yeah, that's like, kinda, I that's, always tell myself, like, move your feet.
That's kind of what they're hinting at here. What are those little things you tell yourself when you play?
I always tell myself to move my feet.
This person said, I thought this was a good one, like, you have more time than you think. Mm-hmm. So I think that this is very true, like, especially if you come from another racket sports or any other sport, realistically, like, the ball has, what, 40 holes in it, and it moves relatively slow, or it slows down. It can move, the pickleball can move fast, but it does mm-hmm. slow down pretty quick. So when it bounces and starts losing speed, you do have a lot more time than you think you do. You know, I think a lot of people kind of rush the shot, but if you watch the best players, it's like they're in slow motion, but really what they're doing is they're waiting and they're letting the ball kind of decelerate and descend. We talk a lot when we teach about apexing the ball, which means on a lot of shots in pickleball, not every shot, but a lot of shots in pickleball, this is, applies to dinks, this applies to drops, and a handful of other shots, you really want to try to let the ball get to its highest point or the highest point of its bounce, the apex, and then let that ball start to fall or descend before making contact with the ball. This is a lot easier than taking the ball when it's ascending or when it's off the short hop. You can do a lot more with the ball. You can manipulate it with spin. You can control it better. So this happens by giving yourself time. You know, I think a lot of times people have way more time than they think they do. And I think that's a great thing to tell yourself. Like, I've got time. Mm-hmm. Slow down. Mm-hmm. Don't rush. That was a big one for me when I first started playing. I just wanted to sprint to the kitchen line. Mm-hmm. And it took a while of, I think somebody pointed out, it's like a higher level player pointed out, you know, you don't have to like run to the kitchen line as fast as you can. You know, you can hit a ball in transition, things like that. So any other ones that you could think of? Did you say middle solves the riddle?
No, I didn't, but that is classic.
That's come up a lot.
Classic.
But let us know in the comments, guys, what are some kind of phrases you tell yourself while you're out on the court, things that help you, or what are some phrases that you've heard that other people find helpful?
Love it.
Well, guys, I think that's going to wrap up today's episode. Pretty quick one. We hope you guys enjoyed this episode of the Pickleball Connection. As always, like, subscribe, leave some questions in the comments. We'll try to answer them on a future episode, and we'll see you guys on the next one.